Seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
it's a beautiful day, and we are about to get our worship on. I want to welcome you to Channel of Mercy Radio this morning, and this is your host, Bishop Jay, live from the studios of Channel of Mercy. And it's a beautiful day, it's a good day. The Lord bless you for tuning in. We bless the name of the Lord and we magnify his name. Let's get your worship on.
Take me away on this beautiful day.
Tell the Lord this morning that you would do anything for his glory and to be closer to him. That is the reason why we are here this morning. We would do anything to be closer to the Lord. There is no place to be than to be closest to the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. This morning, the Lord is on our side. This morning, the grace of God has found us. The favor of God has found us. The goodness of God has found us. We are fortunate to be in his presence, and we will rejoice and give him all the praise and all the glory. We thank God for this morning. Just invite somebody, family and friends to tune in as we prepare our hearts to take a journey in the word of the Lord. God is faithful. We would do anything for his glory.
I want it, I want it, I want it. to be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are.
I don't know what you've been dealing with lately, but I want you to be assured that all things are working out for your good. The Lord will work everything in your favor. His grace will find you. His purposes will establish His counsel over your life. And all things will work together for your good. Believe it or not, that is what He will do for you. David said, I have been young and now I am old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. Beloved, God is intentional and He is working out all things for your good. So says Travis Green, intentional for your listening pleasure.
I can smile again and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
There is power in the name. there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Wherever you are listening in from this morning, I want you to know that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. To break every chain. And this morning we declare that chains be broken. We declare that holds be broken. We declare your freedom. We declare that the power of God come through the word of God over your life, over your family, over the course of your life. This morning we believe God, that God will honor himself and be exalted over your life. Oh, we thank God and we bless God. There is no place to be this morning than to be here on Channel of Mercy. The Lord bless you. We hear the chains falling. We thank God for this morning, and we believe God that the grace of God is available for us this morning. We thank God and we honor his name. Shall we just share a word of prayer as we get into the word of God this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. We ask the Holy Spirit, you hallow this moment and cause Jesus alone to be glorified. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We honor you and we adore you this morning. Have your way, Lord, as we take a journey through your word today also. Let your will be done, and let your presence, O God, be exalted this morning. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I'm your host, Bishop Jay, from the studios of Channel of Mercy. And we're continuing our Bible study this morning, and This morning we're going to be looking at faith towards God. Faith towards God. For some time now, or from last week, I've been treating foundation series, and this is the continuation. In case you are joining us for the first time today, we continue with faith towards God. And there was an interesting excerpt that a friend sent to me, and I want to start from there. I want to read it out to you and share a few things with you. Especially, it's so relevant with all that the world is going through in this season. And it's a quote from C.S. Lewis, and this was written in 1942, and it was during an equally dark times that this was written, and it's just a very short excerpt. And he wrote that Satan said this, and this was during the dark times, like the world is experiencing right now. And Satan says, I will cause anxiety, fear, and panic. I will shut down business, schools, places of worship, and sports event. I will cause economic turmoil. And then Jesus answers Satan. It says, I will bring together neighbors, restore the family unit. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. I will help people slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. I will teach my children to rely on me and not the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not their money and material resources. This was written by C.S. Lewis. It's an excerpt from one of his books in 1942, when the world was going through unequally dark times. And Satan said he will create anxiety, fear, panic, and he will shut down businesses, schools, and places of worship and everything. Just like it's happening today. And Jesus' response, like I read to you, was that he will bring neighbors together. He will restore the family unit. He will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. He will help people to slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. Beloved, I believe that is the kind of time and season we are in. That no matter what is happening, it is about bringing God back to the table, the dinner table, bringing God back to the center of the family. I believe that everything is going so slow for everybody across the nations, so that we can bring God back into focus, that God can be put back in the center of that home, that family. And this is the reason why I am treating these topics I call foundation series. And today, like I said, we're looking at faith towards God. I want to read Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. That's interesting. I want you to understand that a man of faith speaks forever. Because it says, though Cain was dead. Let me read the verse 4 for you again. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Though Abel was dead, by faith he was still speaking. And listen to the verse 5. It says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. That he pleased God. And I said that a man of faith speaks forever. His creativity does not end. I pray that somebody receive grace to become a man of faith. You've got to develop your faith towards God. And beloved, there is no other time to develop faith than in times of uncertainty. And I want somebody out there listening to me that to know that no matter the challenges you are going through, it is conducive for you to develop your faith towards God. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Beloved, if we are going to come to God, then we must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you are going to be able to engage God, you've got to mentally know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's important that you and I understand the place of faith. The place of faith is not a place to show off. The place of faith is not a place to prove anything to anybody. The place of faith is a place of committed and meaningful personal relationship with God. That is why it is faith towards God. Where there is nobody, where there is nothing to prove to anybody, and there is nothing to show for anything, except to please God, except to honor God, except to approach God, and except to live your life for God. Now, Romans 10:17 says something. It says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. I'm sure somebody listening to me is asking the question, how do I develop my faith? How do I develop my faith? How do I build faith towards God? It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How much of the word of God do you hear? I was listening to somebody who said, scripture did not say faith cometh by reading. It says faith cometh by hearing. In case you are reading, reading brings knowledge, and knowledge becomes the strength that powers your faith. Now let's quickly read Matthew 17 verse 20. It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. And I want to read again, Romans 1 verse 17, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Beloved, we are living in days and time that it is your ability to engage God that will carry your family through. It is your ability to engage God that will carry your life through. It is your ability to engage God that will carry your dreams and aspirations through. It is important that you understand that there is nobody standing out there to mock you or to measure your ability to live with God and to please God except you. It's important you understand that. It's important that you develop your faith towards God. It's important that you go within yourself and search yourself and be able to understand that it is not about what you show off, but it is about how you live your lifestyle. It is not what you wear. It is not what you eat. It is not what you drink. It is your faith that will influence what you wear. It is your faith that will influence what you eat. It is your faith that will influence what you drink. It is your faith that will influence where you go. It is your faith that will influence what you do. And it is your faith that will influence how you do it. It says the just shall live by faith. It's important that we develop our faith towards God. This calls for a personal, meaningful relationship with God, which cannot be compromised. Which cannot be compromised. My question to somebody listening to me this morning is, why do you go to church? Why do you read your Bible? Why do you do the things you do in church? Why do you fellowship with the brethren? Is it to show off? Is it to make people know that you exist? Is it to show what you can do? It says the just shall live by faith. Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was no more. And he had a record to his name that he pleased God. How well do you please God? That is a personal question I am throwing at you. How well do you please God? How well do you please God? Your focus of attention must change from yourself to God. A lot of times, our focus of attention is on the self. It's on the self. And this morning, what I have come to reach out to tell you is that let there come a shift from self to God. Your focus of attention must change from yourself to God. Please God. Please God. There must be a repentance from dead works to enable faith towards God to develop. That's why I spent most of the days last week dealing with repentance from dead works. Anything that does not have the life of God is dead works. Anything that God has not initiated in your life is dead works. Anything that does not have God's energy, God's life, is dead works. And there must be repentance from dead works to enable faith towards God to develop. And listen, anything apart from faith in God is dead. Anything, and I mean anything, apart from faith in God is dead. So it's very important that you develop that personal relationship with God. There is nothing that can be exchanged for a well-meaning personal relationship with God. These are things that we hardly don't hear them being talked about anymore. Because everybody is looking out for a miracle. Everybody is looking out for a breakthrough. Everybody is looking out for something spectacular to show off. But listen, Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. There are things you are looking for that are not supposed to be what you should be looking for. What you should be looking for is a solid, meaningful, personal relationship with God that gives you access 24/7 to who God is. That 24/7 you have access to God. That no matter what the enemy brings against you, you have God on your side. You speak to God. You belong to God. And you can access God. Now, when you read Romans chapter 14, if you have your Bibles with you, quickly grab your Bible and open it with me to Romans chapter 14. And I want to read the last verse, which is verse 23. It says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith." And listen to the last part. It says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Is that in your Bible? It says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So anything you do which is not out of faith, Scripture says it is sin. The Lord delivers somebody from sin. "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." It's time to have trust in God. It's time to be assured beyond yourself. It's time to put your confidence in God and His Word. It's time to be unmovable, strong. And listen, these are things you have to consciously and purposefully develop. It is not a gift. It is not a gift. That is why Scripture says that faith cometh by hearing. What do you give your ears to? What have you been listening to? That is what defines your faith. And remember, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Pray that the Lord deliver us from sin. And like I said before, having faith in God involves an exchange of trust from self to God. You must be able to make that transition, that you will not trust in the arm of the flesh, that you will not trust in your own abilities, that you will not trust in the sophistication of that which you believe you have built for yourself. Bible says the arm of the flesh fails. How do I develop faith towards God? I'm sure this has been the question on somebody's mind listening to me. Well, by this topic, I'm just here to poke you. I'm here to poke somebody. I'm here to stir you up, to set you on the path of trying to develop a personal relationship with God. I believe that it's very important that it gets to these kind of seasons that we can all just take time out of church, that we can all take time out of the busy church fellowship and church activities, so everybody can ponder and examine themselves. How do I develop faith towards God? The number one thing you need is having the right attitude of mind. Remember, I said having the right attitude of mind, the right mindset is important. And one of the things I want you to also understand is that faith is persuasion. Faith is persuasion. Now, let me explain a few things to you. Let me try to break down the word faith so you can be able to understand everything that I'm trying to bring to you. The word faith comes from the Greek word pistis, which means firm persuasion. That's why I said faith is persuasion. Faith is persuasion. So the word faith comes from the Greek word pistis, which means firm persuasion. This means to do something through reasoning or argument. Strong and welcome belief. The conviction of the truth of anything. Persuasion. Faith is persuasion. To do something through reasoning or argument. Strong and welcome belief. The conviction of the truth of anything. Now, when you read 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Did you get that? I said, faith is what? Persuasion. And 2 Timothy 1:12 says that, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded," that is faith, "I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Beloved, you've got to be persuaded with this God that you are following. It may not look as though it's going to work in your favor. It may not look as though it's going to fall in line. It may not look as though what you have been believing him for is what he is doing for you. But you've got to be persuaded. You've got to be persuaded beyond yourself. This is faith. You've got to be persuaded. You've got to bring yourself, convince yourself with every word of God that you have ever heard. Convince yourself with every provision in his word and tell yourself that God is not going to fail me. God is going to do it for me. It says the just shall live by faith. You've got to be persuaded in this season and in this time to know that you are going to come out fine. You've got to be persuaded that your children are going to come out fine. You've got to be persuaded that no matter how low you have fallen, Bible says that though the righteous will fall 7 times, they will rise again. At every fall, there is an assurance of a rising for you. That no matter how the business has gone, you are going to rise up again. No matter how the opportunity seems to be eluding you, you know that it's going to work at the end. So faith involves an attitude, a mental state of mind, which must be in submission to the will of God. So it is about you convincing yourself, persuading yourself, bringing yourself to that point to know that it is going to work. Beloved, there is nothing like when you tell yourself, based on the word of God, that it is going to work. It will work. Don't you give up too quickly on yourself. I've come to tell somebody that don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the children. Don't give up on the opportunity. It is going to work. As long as you tell yourself you're hanging in there and you are persuaded that you are on course with God and it is going to come to pass, beloved, it is going to come to pass. God is faithful. Philippians 2 verse 5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Faith is persuasion. Faith is persuasion. You've got to be persuaded. You've got to convince yourself. You've got to bring yourself to that point. It's a let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Beloved, Jesus had a kind of mindset. Jesus had a kind of mindset that carried him through. You need that kind of mindset that is unwavering. You need that kind of mindset that will cause you to break through. One thing I also want you to understand is that faith is not the imagination or the wishing of things into being. And this is where a lot of us easily get it wrong. A lot of people think that faith is just an issue of imagining and wishing of things into being. No. No, it is the conviction of the truth by the inner working of the Holy Spirit. You've got to work with the Holy Spirit. And like I've been saying since last week in my series that I've been treating, the Holy Spirit has a ministry towards you. The Holy Spirit has a ministry towards you, and His ultimate purpose is to make sure that Jesus is glorified in you. It's to make sure that the Word of God is glorified in you. Like I read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And listen, Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Beloved, whatsoever God says, he is able to bring it to pass. If God gives you the faith for something, then be sure that it exists in the mind of God, and you should hold the key to making it a reality. And that is what I want you to understand. Whatever God has allowed you to have the faith for, don't you back down. Don't you back down. I've come to tell somebody this morning that don't you back down. That which you are, I don't know what you have believed in. I don't know what you are developing with God. But I have come to reach out to you in whatever you are developing with God. And my encouragement to you this morning is that don't you give up. Don't you give up. It is going to work, because faithful is he who has called you, who will also do it. It is going to work. This is faith. The key is called faith. The key to everything happening in your life is called faith. Don't you compare yourself to anybody out there. There are no two people who are ever the same. There are no two pastors who are ever the same. There are no two men ever the same. There are no two women ever the same. No, you're never the same. Don't you give up on yourself. Hold on. Hold on. This morning I have come to tell somebody that develop your faith and build your faith towards God. Build your faith towards God. My last point I want to share with you this morning is faith is a master key. Faith is a master key. Faith is a master key. I'm sure you know what a master key is. A master key is able to open any door. That is why it's important for you to develop faith towards God. In this journey, in this kingdom, we have a master key. And that master key is faith. And that is why no man of God can lay hands on you for you to receive faith. No woman of God, no prophet can prophesy you into faith. That is why when it comes to faith, it depends on what you do. Faith is a master key. I heard somebody say faith is a universal currency. Faith is a universal currency. When you have faith, you can go into any transaction. It's a universal currency. It flows. It is always running. But my question is, who do you associate with? That becomes the bedrock of your faith or lack of faith. Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Scripture says, how can two walk except they agree? Maybe the reason why you're struggling with developing your faith is the kind of people you associate with. As long as you associate with people who see impossibilities, you will be saddled with doubts and you will not be able to have a bold access to your God. But today my prayer for you is that the Lord grant you access to his presence. The Lord help you develop faith towards him. It's important that you develop your faith towards God. Because faith, like I said, is a master key. It opens doors that everybody will tell you it cannot be opened. Can I tell you something? With faith, you don't need to really be in the majority before doors will begin to open for you. I pray that the Lord will strengthen your faith out there. I pray that the Lord will help you and open your eyes. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you with might in your inner man. I'm going to continue tomorrow, but I will begin to draw the curtains for today. And I want you to go over the things I have shared with you. And I want you to understand that it is time for you to engage God on a personal level. Void of your spouse, void of your children, void of your pastor, void of the elders, void of your friends. Engage God and develop your faith. The just shall live by faith. This morning I join my faith to your faith. And I pray that God will deal well with you. I pray that God will deal well with everything that has to do with his plans and purpose for your life. And especially in this season, we join our hearts together this morning and we pray for all the medical staff out there doing great and good things, helping people. We pray for them. We ask that the grace of God will secure them. We ask that the blood will be a covering over them and their household. We pray for doctors, we pray for nurses, we pray for support workers, we pray for them. We pray for governments, we pray for all the people who have to take the decisions. We ask that the grace of God will come over them. We ask that the power of God will overshadow them. We ask that the presence of God will help them. We ask that grace will find them. We thank God for this morning. We bless his name. We exalt his name this morning. I just want us to take a quick break and I'll be back with you. I will lift him up by Fred Hammond. Lift him up, people of God, lift him up in the streets, lift him up, cause he's good. All the brothers in this place, let me hear you say, I was, sisters. Everything I should be. Come on, come on. Everything I was lifted.
say, if he gives you joy, say, if you know he loves him, let me hear you. If he makes your life complete, say, if his name is sweet, say, if you know you love him, let me hear you.
No matter what, we will lift him up. We will lift him up. I believe that you have learned something. I believe that somebody out there has been encouraged. And beloved, I dare you to bring off all the cosmetics and get real with God in faith. Develop your faith towards God. We will continue tomorrow, same time. I'll be with you 11 in the morning, same time. I will be here in the studio with you for us to continue developing faith towards God. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. And I wish you the best of the day. And I pray that it will be well with your children. It will be well with your family. I pray that it will be well with your dreams and aspirations. I pray that even as we have partnered together this morning, the Lord causes his face to shine upon you. And the Lord establishes counsel over your life. That from today, one in your hand will become 100. And 100 in your hand become thousands. May the Lord bring multiplication your way, bring blessings your way, and may he cause favor to overshadow you and every work that you do. May you flourish in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Once again, I've been your host, Bishop Jerry Gomado, and I'll be with you tomorrow. The Lord bless you. Invite somebody, same time tomorrow, 11. The Lord bless you.
Regrets, 'cause I realize that God's not finished. refuge.